I'm April.
And I'm Carly, and you're invited to eavesdrop as we spill the tea on real-life stories, life lessons, and those hilarious squirrel moments.
You know, the moments where your train of thought decides to take an interesting detour.
From kiddos to relationships, Jesus, and other hot topics, nothing is off-limits.
Well, I mean, maybe some things.
Okay, some things are off-limits.
Anyways, come on over and join us in our chatty corner of the internet.
Can I just say one thought really quickly? In re-listening to the intro, I was like, wow, that sounds really like professional, scripted, the music behind it, it's all wonderful. And I'm pretty sure we're false advertising.
Why?
Because like, I'm like, that was really put together and like beautiful. That's not what this is going to be, I don't think.
Yeah, no, but it's kind of like the hook. Reel them in.
Yeah.
And then they're hooked.
Yeah, and bait and switch.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, this is the start. This is it. We're here. What do you want to say?
I mean, we got here. Google.
Thank you, Jesus, for Google. If Google wants to bring, like, if we want some royalties from Google, we'll say Google a million times.
Yes.
It saved our lives. I was so not expectant of how much went into figuring this stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, it started with an idea, and we just started. I mean, I do that at home. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have a project I want to do. I painted my fireplace, and somebody messaged me on Instagram. Oh my gosh, what paint did you use? I don't know. I used the paint that I had in my house, and just, I mean, I just do stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we did. We just started doing it, and, you know, just took one bump as we went.
Yeah.
We had to pause a lot and Google, but we're here.
We are here in the world.
Anyways, who are you?
I'm Carly. Hi. You probably, I feel like when you hear two women talking, you may not, like, know our voices from one another, but you will know our accents, and that's one thing I love about us, is you're going to know who's talking.
Yes.
So, I am the one with the boring accent, I think.
She's the one with the intelligent accent.
No, I don't think so. But, okay. And April's the one with the super cute southern accent that just stands out and is adorable. So, should we just start with, like, how this even came about real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So, we've known each other for, like, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
We were pregnant at the same time mm-hmm. with boys. Mm-hmm. We're not going to debate who named their child first.
Right.
Both of our boys are named Ethan.
Yeah. My Ethan's older.
I have an older son who I wanted to name Ethan 3 years earlier.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, anyways, we both have Ethans, and we've been in each other's, like, peripheral friend circles for years.
Yes.
Served in kids ministry together at church. I worked with your husband for a while.
Right.
And just, like, with our boys being close friends, we have grown closer.
Yes. Pretty much fast forward to where we're at now is just meeting at a coffee shop and pretty much me coming in full force with a rant, I'm sure, something I saw. It's like, you know what? We need to start a podcast, or we should put this in a podcast one day. Just very...
No, you didn't even say it like that. No. You said, we're going to put this in our podcast one day. Like, you spoke it as if it already were.
Right. Spoke it into existence.
You did. And I just, but I didn't really give it another thought. I don't know if you did, but did you?
Well, no, because I thought, like, do I really have time for that?
Yeah.
But then I think we just agreed that it would just be very relaxing and not a lot of pressure put behind it.
Yeah. Although I do feel a lot of pressure.
We're going to talk anyways. We might as well record ourselves.
So, you said that, neither one of us gave it another thought, and it was like 3 months later, maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, it had been a good time that had passed. I was sitting in my precious quiet time with the Lord, and, like, I say that cautiously, because I don't want to come off sounding, like, self-righteous and, like, I have this peaceful quiet time with the Lord all the time. I do it when I can.
Yeah.
And I do make an effort to do it.
Right.
But anyways, it just happened to be a day. that I was having quiet time. And it was almost like he gave me a visual of you saying those words. I had not thought about it one other time. And it was like I saw a finger point and go, like, pay attention to that. And that's all it was. So I reached out and was like, hey, you said this random thing 3 months ago. Do you mean it? Check yes or no.
Check yes or no.
Oh, that is a song.
Yeah.
We need to pause. Squirrel moment. Songs. Both of us have, excuse me, a horrible habit of breaking out into random song in the middle of a sentence. Mm-hmm. And I think we just need to go ahead and declare right now that we don't own the rights to any of those
Absolutely
songs.
Absolutely not.
So you, whoever made the song, sang the song, produced the song, recorded the song, if you want to come after us and sue us, you can, but there's not much to sue for.
If you like the way we sound and you want to perhaps record us.
Backup singers.
Yes.
This could be our break. Okay. Yeah.
Back, reel it back in.
Reeling it in. So, you were like, when I reached out and was like, are you for real? You want to do this?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. And so then that really is about it.
Yeah.
We've met like 4 or 5 times to talk about like what we want this to be.
Right.
But that's all.
Right. We really didn't do a whole lot of research. We kind of talked about like why a squirrel.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll get to that in a moment. We talked about, you know, like the expectations, which was not much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started to Google, how do you even start a podcast? We set it up, and then we came to your house the second time, and we started recording and had lots of issues. It took us like 6 hours just to record the intro.
It was horrible.
Not because we didn't know what to say.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but we figured it out, and I'm sure we have a lot more to, because like right now, live at this moment, we actually don't know how to upload this episode or get it approved.
An approval process.
Right. But by the time they hear it, you will already know that we succeeded. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I know you mentioned why a squirrel's world, but two other things I wanted to hit on before that. Because we don't have a script, but I have points.
Okay.
The first one is rules and expectations of this whole thing.
Right.
Because we're like, what, 10 minutes into this thing now? I don't even know. And we have not accomplished anything. So. Rule number one, let's put this out there. And I'm a rule follower. I'm very responsible. You're not so much. Okay. So the great thing, the rules that we have, and we have talked about these. Rule number one, no soliciting. That means, like, so we're going to have comments, and I really don't even know what this means, but we're open to feedback, and you can message us and email us, and we're going to put all that stuff out there. And we want to hear comments, because this is very conversational. So, no soliciting. Comments, this is in the realm of comments. We're not always going to agree with one another on things, and that's okay. So, if you don't agree with us, you can still comment. Just don't be rude.
Right. Like, it's fine, but, you know, social media commenting is not always the best place to have a conversation. So I'd say, like, comment, and we'll probably email you. And, like, it's great to have a healthy debate. That's amazing. I think the problem is people get into debates in the comment section, and you really can't solve anything that way.
Okay, so let's talk about sharing our podcast. Of course we want everyone to share it. So, yes, we're not delusional. We want someone to listen to this. That was the rules and expectations. I didn't really have any more to add to that. Did you have any more?
No.
Great. Why do we want to do a podcast, April?
To get outside of our four walls, a creative outlet. We're going to talk anyways, and I am in the marketing world, social media, creativity world, so I manage a lot of accounts, which means I scroll more than I would like to, and I was just seeing a lot of things. Like, it was good intentions, you know, about, like, moms or wives, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, and yes, it was great stuff, but But it's also like, but does that person on that other side of the screen, is that their reality? Are they really measuring up to that every single time? No, probably not. And so I'm like, there's got to be other people out there that like love their kids, but some days they want to go on a very long-term vacation.
You paused because you were going to say beat them.
Strangle. Yeah, strangle was the thought. But that's not true. You know, don't support me to CPS. I mean, we are not perfect. We're sinful human beings. So we're not going to be the perfect parent or the perfect wife or the perfect Christian or the perfect anything ever. And I think more people need to hear that. Like, yes, we're going to encourage you and say, here's a tip for all you moms. But I'm also going to be honest and say, yeah, I yelled at my son or my daughter or whatever and followed up with an apology. But just to bring that authentic and realness to a world where I think that we are expected to measure up to a certain standard or keep up with a certain to-do list or just or schedule, full calendar, whatever. Like, but that's just not realistic if you want to stay sane.
Sure, sure. And I love what you were saying about how we're all sinners. We all fall short. We all got stuff. And so we want to place to share about what God is doing, what he can do, because while we're sinners, while we mess up, I think he has deposited some things in his followers mm-hmm. that we can share about and we can give to the world and say, hey, this is what he's doing, this is how he's moving
yeah.
in my life, or this is the word he spoke to me today, or, you know, he speaks to me through my kids all the time, so yeah. kind of sharing what God can do. Hash out struggles and questions we have, because I feel like you and I are both in a space where, like, we have sat under a lot of teaching, mm-hmm. you know, we both grew up in the church, right?
Yeah.
And so we've heard it, but now we want to discover it for ourselves.
Right.
And really cultivate that intimate relationship with God, and in that, I think there's some faith struggles. Like, yeah. what does this mean? What is he really saying about this to me? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to flesh all of that out, like, in real time as it happens to us.
Yeah.
Right? And then to connect with other people, because I don't know about you, but I am a stay-at-home mom. Well, I do know about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to say I don't know about you so that you can share, too. I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I don't have little kids. Like, my kids are both school age.
Yeah.
And it is by my choice. It's my choice that I stay home. I am a little bit lonely and bored. And so why not do a podcast and connect with other people?
Yeah.
You know? All right. The last order of business on this episode. I say business, but this is pretty much the most ridiculous thing. Is why did we name it A Squirrel's World? This is when I've talked to people about having this podcast, just the few people that I've said we're doing a podcast, and they've asked me, like, what? Why A Squirrel's World? So, April, I want you to start with some of the why A Squirrel's World.
Okay, so how we got here is, obviously, you already know, listeners, that we have moments where we have side chats, side conversations, or, you know, whatever, and we have to reel it back in. Squirrels, you know, you hear all the time, oh, I'm having a squirrel moment. I mean, that's why they run out into the road and they stop.
Stop in the name of love.
Before you get run over.
Also, well, okay, yeah, and tell them about the song.
Squirrels who run the world. Squirrels who run the world. Squirrels. Squirrel's world.
Just a small town squirrel. Living in a squirrely world. Not lonely. What?
Right, we're not lonely. I'm sorry. I went.
A squirrely world.
A squirrely world. Okay.
Sorry.
So then that led us to kind of look up, all right, well, what are some qualities of squirrels? And we're just going to go down the list and share with you the qualities of squirrels. And we've definitely turn these into, like, biblical principles, because obviously we're Christians. Yes. Point number one, squirrels play a role in helping plant many oak trees.
And how do they do that, April?
They leave behind their nuts. Seeds. I said seeds, but you didn't like that either. They leave their seeds behind, and it helps produce trees, like oak trees. So, like, we're going to you know, leave our seeds of encouragement,
mm-hmm.
of like experience and wisdom, and hopefully those seeds are planted into you and you can do the same, encourage others.
And grow and blossom. Grow. And,
exactly.
And it is nuts that they leave behind.
It is.
That's
it's
just
nuts.
It's a hard word for me. It's going to be one that we repeat, obviously, based on the theming of our podcast.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to say that word without laughing because I am, like, live in a house full of boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Squirrels have no fear.
Obviously.
Obviously. Have you seen a flying squirrel?
I have.
You have?
I mean, like, on the internet.
Oh, I was like, in real life? So, we are going to have no fear. Well, I would like to say that we're going to have no fear. I'm pretty darn full of fear.
Yeah, but you're walking through it.
Yes, I'm not letting it hold me back.
Yes.
Yes.
And God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, so there's a good principle.
But of power, love, and a sound mind.
She was a kids minister, and she technically still is because she has little kids.
I also have, so that was 2 Timothy 1:7, not the song, the scripture reference.
They are aggressive.
Snap.
So, I mean.
Come at my kids.
Right.
See what happens.
Mama squirrel. Forget mama bear.
Mama squirrel. Mama bear is like yesterday. No, I will say, I love Mama Bear Apologetics. Have you read that?
No.
No, that's a good one. I'm not gonna bash Mama Bear because they have a podcast, Mama Bear Apologetics. You should totally listen to that.
Okay.
They're real good. It's a Christian. They're good.
Okay.
They're very full of truth. And I feel like probably significantly more serious about podcasting than we are.
Probably.
But Mama Squirrels. We're Mama Squirrels.
Yeah.
You can be a mama bear, but mama squirrels, you're right.
Right.
Aggressive.
And the lion and the lamb. Like, God is
That's
both.
Right. That's right.
You know, and there are times when we have to be a lion, tell the truth in love, and there are sometimes we have to just gently be a lamb.
That's right.
So.
What else?
They are very social. And, you know, we are too. I mean, I would consider, like, my main personality characteristic, I guess, to be introverted. But once you get to know me, like, you're probably like, April, that you just overshared. Tone it down a notch. So, and that's what we want this podcast to be, a way for people to be social. And most of it's going to be listening for others. But, you know, we have an email. You can chat with us. Working on our social media platform. Maybe we'll have it by the time you listen to this and you can interact with us there.
And if you have a social media question, comment, or complaint, or compliment, those can all be filtered to April. Because she does that. I don't. If you got a problem with something somebody said, it's probably going to be me. Okay. The next one.
Okay. They can rotate their feet 180 degrees.
I want to repeat that. Okay, let's just pause and take a beat. They can rotate their feet 180 degrees.
It's repentance.
Mm.
You know, and you turn the other way. You don't do a 360 and go back. You turn the other way. You know, and the Bible says we go from glory to glory, sanctification. We're always, as long as we're in relationship with the Lord, He's going to help us grow and to learn from our mistakes. And the idea is that we don't keep making the same ones. So
That's
let's
right.
be like squirrels. Let's not do 360s. Let's do 180s.
Yes. If we're going towards that car, we're going to turn our feet 180 degrees. We're going to repent and say, no, Jesus, that's not the way I was supposed to go. And we're going to turn the other way.
Exactly.
That's so good. Okay. I have on our list here the only notes that we have. Their tail helps with balance, slow descent, and protection. I don't feel comfortable talking about our butts. So I'm just going to leave that one.
That one's really good.
If you have more to say on it, you go for it.
I think that the listeners should chew it out. You know, their tail helps them balance, slow descent, and protection. You guys, what do you think that means to you?
Yeah. I'm curious to hear.
Yes.
So the question of we'll put that at the end. The question of the day, the little nut that we want you to chew on is that.
Exactly.
Okay. They hide their nuts from predators.
Right.
And I have Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. I don't know what that one is. And
the pigs and the swine.
That's right. No, the pearls and the swine.
Pigs
and swine are the same thing.
Okay.
Do not cast your pearls before swine. And that is a scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. And that scripture has ministered to me so much over the last few years because, as you can tell, we love to talk. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't know when God has given me a revelation that is just for me to hold on to.
Yeah.
Or to share with everybody, because I'm an oversharer. Mm. And so I've had to learn, and I'm still continuing to learn, do not cast your pearls before swine. Well, pearls could be, you know, a revelation that God's given you, a dream or a hope for your future, and it's not yet time to tell others about it. And I haven't learned the art of that yet, but it's great.
Yeah, one of my favorite Bible stories. Like, I don't know why, but I just love it. I love the whole story. It's Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, God gave him a dream, and he probably shared it too soon. But if you read his entire story, you see that, like, it doesn't matter what, you know, whatever God has for you, no man can prevent it from happening. And you learn stuff along the way, even in your jail moments, in your moments of waiting or suffering. And it's just my favorite.
That's so good. That's so good. All right, we got a couple more, and then we'll finish out this episode. They run in zigzag and circles to disorient their enemies. Come on. We run to the left, we run to the right. I don't know.
The devil can't see us in sight. You can't stop me.
Ooh. So we are going to go so quick that the enemy can't even keep up with us.
Exactly.
Okay. Peripheral vision is just as good as their focus. Oh, that was a good word, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe they should chew that one out, too.
All right, yeah. What does this mean to you, that to have, if you're in the brain of a squirrel, why would it be important to have your peripheral vision be just as good as your focused vision? That's good. Okay. And, last but not least, they warn each other of dangers.
What a great friend to have that's going to warn you of your blind side.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Is that like the old version or is that the Brandon Light?
That was Brandon Light.
Okay.
There's an old version?
Yeah. I just sang it at a church I went to last weekend.
Okay.
In the hymn book.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, so that's it for today, I think.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Here's what we want you to do on your own in the comments. When you're ready, you can reach out, whatever you want to do. We want you to chew on and think about, and how does this speak to you? To have your peripheral vision just as good as your focus. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? To have balance.
The purpose of the squirrel's tail.
That's right. What does it mean to have balance in your life? Why would it be important to have a slow descent and protection? What does God speak to you about protection?
Can I leave us with one little joke?
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing about me is I am a homesteader up and coming. Mm. My husband grew up on a farm with cows, but we've got some cows that we adopted. That's another story for another day. Some chickens, a donkey, and all the things. So why does a chicken go to the gym? To work on their pecs.
To work on their pecs. That was a good one. I like it. All right. Well, I don't know how else to end it other than to just hit stop record. So.
Until next time.
We are so thankful that if for whatever reason, by the grace of God, you're still listening to this. Thank you. And we hope you join in next time.
Bye.